homemade molasses.
Okay. Have you ever been in on the making of that?
Yes, we have. We made some one.
Did you really? How do you make it?
Well, we had to go to the field and cut the sugar cane down, take the fodder off of it, and carry it to the mill, and then grind it, put the juice in there, and cook it.
And how long does it have to cook?
Well, I didn't have so much about cooking. We had a man, you know, that cooked it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. It takes a pretty good while to make syrup. It's good. It's good thick homemade syrup.
I bet that is good. I like it when you try to pour it in one pour.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you say the molasses is thick or the molasses are thick? Is that what you
said? Molasses is just one.
Yeah.
It's thick.
Okay.
That'd be right, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. I think so. If something isn't artificial, then it's...
real.
Okay. And what's another word that means real that begins with a G?
Genuine.
Okay. Sugar might be sold in packages, or it might be sold...
for the pound.
Okay. If it was just...
bulk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to, but they don't... We don't... That used to be right on the way we'd buy. I mean, could buy.
Well, if you made a sentence out of that, would you say it's sold in bulk? Is that the way you say it?
The sugar is sold in bulk.
On the table are jam and two shakers on the table hold salt and...
pepper.
Okay. if there are some apples on the table and you want one, you'd say, please... please give
me an apple.
Mm-hmm. These boys know. See, if there were two groups of boys and you were talking to somebody about them and you weren't sure which group the person was talking about, mm-hmm. you'd say these boys, and he might say no.
These over here.
Okay, or what's another way to say that?
Those over there.
Okay. Would you say those boys or them boys? Or them there boys?
Those boys.
Okay. If someone asks you where someone lives, you might answer, oh, his house isn't very far from here. It's right...
down the road.
Okay. Would you ever say right over...
right over the hill.
Okay. Or right back...
right back out the road.
Okay. if the house is a good way off, you might point in the direction of the house and say, oh, it's way...
way over there.
Okay. Don't do it that way. Do it...
this way.
When you don't quite hear what a person says and you want him to repeat it, what do you say?
I didn't understand. Please tell me again.
Okay. The opposite of rich is...
poor.
And a man that's poor... I'm sorry. I just told you what I wanted you to say. A poor man is a man... what? Poor.
With nothing.
Well, would you say a man that's poor, or a man who's poor, or a man what's poor?
Man is poor.
Well, if you wanted to use it as a part of the sentence, though.
You say the man is poor?
Yeah, you'd say the man is poor, or you'd say he's a man what poor? He's a man that's poor, he's a man what's poor? How would you say it?
He's a man that's poor.
Okay. would you ever say something like, he's the man owns the orchard, or would you put something in there?
He is the man that owns the orchard.
Uh-huh. So you say he's the man that owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's see. If the man that owns the orchard, well, let's say if a rich man has a son, you'd say he's the boy, what, father is very rich.
He's the son of the rich father.
Okay. Would you say he's the boy whose father's very rich, or he's the boy that's father's very rich, or he's the boy who the father's very rich?
He's the boy of the father who is very rich.
Okay. What do you call the center of a cherry? The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
Seed.
Okay. And what about the center of a peach?
Kernel.
What do you call the kind of peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a plum stone peach.
Okay. And how about the kind of peach that...
opens up. Clear stone.
Okay.